தேஜஸ்வினாதீதமஸ்து மாவித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.
Call that ash vibhuti. That is different. Okay. So here we talk about Yogi Yoga. In fact, ash is near on the forehead. The tree lies represents Sattva, Rajasanta. The Yogi of Brahman is the Gunas. So in that sense it is the Yogi. So the Yogi is the glory and manifestation of the Lord. Yoga is the self which is beyond these glories and manifestations. So that is why this chapter is called as Vibhuti Yoga. So now here, Arjuna is requesting Lord to give various vibhutis so that he can reflect upon, he can send his mind towards the divinity. In other words, whatever he sees, hears, smells, tastes and touches, he wants his mind to go towards the divinity. That is the very idea of spirituality. Spirituality doesn't say, don't go into the world. It only says, even if you happen to contact the world, let your thoughts be directed towards the divinity. The ultimate idea is to send your thoughts towards the divinity. So now, various pointers Sri Krishna gives. It doesn't mean that only they are to be divinized and all others to be demonized. It's not like that. Unfortunately, some people understand it like that. So, oh, Krishna himself said this one. So only that. No, it's not like that. It doesn't mean that Krishna is not present in the other things. So in the last verse that we saw, verse 31, he says, I am the wind of all purifiers and Rama of warriors. Of warriors I am Rama, and we discussed about this. He said, Rama is chosen because he is one person who never abused power. Right? The real power is not abusing it. The moment you find somebody abusing power, they are not really powerful. The moment little power is given to you, you start abusing on the vulnerable. All your power you would like to show it on children. What about adults? Because they will retaliate, you won't show your power as well. So Rama is somebody who had power but never abused. Always his power was in alignment with dharma. Only when it was necessary to establish dharma, his power was used. It was never abused.
But what about when he banished Sita? Wasn't that an abuse of power?
He did not banish Sita. See, a lot of misunderstandings as far as this banishing Sita is concerned. We'll get into a different discussion. I don't mind getting into that.
It's okay, we can talk about it later. It's just
the banishing of Sita, there are two reasons given by the wise people who have studied in detail the Ramayana. You have to understand, Rama is a character that portrays each and every aspect of life in its perfection. As a king, what Rama had to do? Had to rise above his personal opinion about his wife and do whatever he has to do.
But she's already done Agni Pariksha. Then why?
That's what I'm trying to say. The first Agni Pariksha was to remove the guilt which was there in Sita's house. In the first Agni Pariksha that she's talking about. The second one is as a king. Notice that. As a king, see, each role has a different obligation. The role of husband has a different obligation and the role of king has a different obligation. The moment you are in the role of king, you have to rise above your personal opinion. Rama had no personal negative opinion about Sita. In fact, he had only positive. In fact, he had no doubts whatsoever. But as a king, when it is not just the, even though they say, no, one dhobi, Bala spoke, had that opinion about Sita, it is not like that. Actually, if you go into the story, even though one dhobi wala talked about it, the general opinion prevalent was that. So, like today's modern context, it's become a little less. But in people who are in public office, even though they have not been really guilty, they have not really done anything wrong. For example, when Lal Bahadur Shastri ji was railway minister, somewhere there was a train accident. He immediately offered to resign. He has been managing the railway department, the asbest administration.
Exactly, as a king
and the queen, they have to set a certain example. From that level, Sri Rama took a decision to do that. In fact, there is a Kamba Ramayana. When he explains this very nicely, after delivering that judgment, and the whole thing is over, Sita is banished. In fact, he asks Lakshmana to accompany her, and he was there and come back. And Lakshmana is also angry at the decision, but he has to do that, you know, as an obligation. He comes back, Rama is in the shows, in the palace, crying, okay? Not very happy. Lakshmana asks, what are you doing? You were the one who banished her in the morning. So then, it is said that the one who banished Sita is Raja Rama. The one who is now sad is Sita Rama. The thing is, as a husband, I personally have no guilt, have no doubts, and it's personal loss for me to banish her. But as a king, this is to be done, therefore it is done. So whenever you look at Lord Rama's story, you can find lot of discussions like this. But with reference to that role, it looks perfect. It's like what they say is you have the perfect nose drawn, perfect eyes drawn, perfect face, perfect hands. But you look at the total, it may not look very nice. But if you take the nose per se, maybe the perfect one. So in each and every role, the Rama's story is to be looked from each and every role. From that role, what he did was the best.
But that's what I'm saying, even in that role, Sivaji was never given a chance to return. She just because the people said she's done wrong, she was just
made. Because she was abducted by somebody.
She hasn't done anything wrong.
Of course not.
So why was
and that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
That to an expecting mother.
No. One minute. See, you are making a fundamental mistake. When a minister or anybody is accused, even today's context, we as general public, when the perception is, they say, no, actual truth versus perception. Unless and until it is proven guilty in the court, you are not guilty. Everybody must be given a chance. Correct? But when it comes to public opinion, even we don't we say that no, this person has to resign. Let him get the no guilty thing from the court, and then let him come back. Sometimes even on their own, the ministers resign and then take it up in the court.
One minute, take it up in the court
and then come back, right? So when Rama did it, Rama never did it so that Sita will permanently be gone. This finally happened that way, that Sita went into earth and all that, when the second time this thing happened. But actually Rama's idea was to banish, to set that standard of high morality, to prove the innocence and get the back. That was the whole idea. But the story turned differently. Okay, because the very purpose of the avatar is over, as far as the story is concerned, therefore the story goes in that direction. But actually intention of Rama was not to banish her and then get the situation in control. No. It was to prove the innocence, get her back. To set the high standard. Otherwise what will be the discussion?
How many times does she have to pass court test? She passed and she passed.
This is what I am trying to tell you. Just because somebody is perceiving, do I design? When you are in the high level of, see they say, na, like, for example, this is the problem that is going on in nowadays context also. For example, the minister is doing some administrative work as a minister, right? But his wife or his wife's sister, son, or somebody has some company to which certain orders are given, then their scam is being reported, may not be scammed up. So now the question they are asking is, just because he happens to be minister's relative, happened to be in the business, and if we happen to be the persons who are quoting less and giving the best quality, should we not get that? Is the premise in which they are given. Correct? And yet the perception is, there is probably he cited, the minister cited on their side. Right? This is the problem that is going on even in modern context. Right? Let us say before the minister...
It's very different.
How is it different? You have to do it in the court only, right? Now, I will ask you a simple question. You are accusing the person giving order to his own nephew. Okay? And this person, the minister, said we went through all the procedures. They also quoted, actually they are from Tom, Dick and Harry company. They satisfied all the conditions and they were the best. In terms of price also, in terms of quality also, therefore we get the order. This is the defect that they provide. Right. 1 minute. This is the defect they provide.
But that's not true.
No. That is not you and me to decide. That is for the court to decide.
Paper says.
That's different. Papers can say many things.
Let me finish
and I'll listen to you. All I'm trying to say is, I'm not talking about any particular case that comes up, whether they gave bogus. I am only trying to say, one arbitrary example I'm giving. Right? Now, supposing there is a company which was started by the nephew long time ago. And this person happened to be the minister in this country. He gave the order. And the perception is such that he might have given it. Based on that, there is so much of public opinion in Twitter and everywhere collected to the point where the pressure is on the minister to resign. Right? And the minister also resigns, let us say. Because the party says, you resign. Though he says, I never did anything wrong. Resign. And then, let's say in the court of law, it is proven tomorrow that he did nothing wrong. Right? Not because there is no proper evidence to prove. There is clear evidence to show that everything was followed procedurally. And based on the merits, the case was given. Now, can the minister come back and is this kind, in this kind of moral standards don't we expect from the leaders, especially those who lead the country? Don't we expect that moral standard? Shouldn't that be the moral standard? Whether it is there today or not, that's a different matter. In every country, even in the US, they go to the extent of impeaching, isn't it? They go to the extent of impeaching. You can't say it's personal. Exactly the same way as the Queen. In fact, interesting thing is, Sita never said, you never gave me a chance. She understood. She did not accept because she didn't want to question Ram or anything. It was not out of that reason, no?
I don't think one was allowed in that time.
It
was a huge way of showing him that it's in back of you. Maybe Ram, wherever, but you can't be fair to me.
No, but even the sons are accepted. If you have a doubt on Sitaji, the sons are accepted as the sons of Ram. The sons are accepted as the sons of Ram. Right.
Listen, you are talking about the public now. You're talking about the public. There are two ways of looking at it. From the public and from the Ram and Sita. I'm talking from Ram and Sita. You're talking about public. Yes, public. If you're talking about public being male chauvinistic, yes. Probably.
The perception was people only. No, Ram had to act because of the people only.
So I'm trying to tell you the perception. When you become, see, actually the highest level, as you keep on moving to the highest level of service, you have to be beyond even doubt of, forget about having really done something. Even when that doubt is thrown on you, you have to resign. This is how the highest standard of morality you have to set. Those things, those kind of values are lost nowadays. Okay, that is what exactly Sri Rama did the other time, from the Sri Rama side. But if you say, no, Sri Rama himself did wrong, I have no other defense to say as far as Sri Rama is concerned. This is the defense all the wise people who have given commentary on Sri Rama has given, and Mother Sita. And Mother Sita going under the earth is also not because she wants to show her disapprovement of what Ram did. That is how probably somebody has interpreted it. You just said that.
No. That you cannot handle it. I can understand that as a woman. There are times when you feel that, you know, like Draupadi, just let herself be. And now God, I'm in your hands. Just do what you write for me. Sita is similar according to me. She did exactly that. That now God, just do what you write for me, you know. Cannot survive her. She went to the jungle with him, but he didn't go with her when she banished her. He also has a husband.
Same questions can be asked of you. The question that you asked, no? She asked, rather. That to a carrying woman. Right? Pregnant woman. Can the same question not be asked of Mother Sita? That she left two young children and went into the earth?
No,
why can't?
She did decide, God decided for her.
No, she... Who? What do you mean God said?
She just said, do what is best for me and they also opened
up. She clearly said, I want to come back to you. She said to be, she said to be the daughter of earth, right? She goes back to the earth. That's the story. But it's an unconscious decision. So what I'm trying to tell you is, if you look at it, look at the story with this kind of angle, like she asked. But then she also is at fault when she leaves such small kids.
She knew she had two boys who would be well accepted.
No. See, all your
perception.
No, whether it is boys or girls. Now see, you are also coming with the same kind of girl. All I'm trying to tell you is, you got to understand this whole thing is portrayed in our stories as a drama by the God with the story of Avatara. When the Avatara purpose is over, please understand this. When the Avatara purpose is over, as Goddess, she knows the Avatara purpose is over now. The very purpose of the Avatara of Lord Ram and Sita is to destroy Ravan, especially the evil, and establish Dharma, and once that is over, she decided to go back. When you look at it as a drama, either you can look at it from that angle and discuss. If you look at it from this angle and discuss, like you said, pregnant woman, then the same thing, Sita is also at fault. What did she need that? Why are you not accepting to that? You say, I am not saying that. I am not at all agreeing to that. I am only saying, you say Lord Ram was at fault. To banish, a pregnant woman.
No, I can't correct it. I did not say
that. You didn't say it. She said that.
No, not fault. As a judge, as a judge, on a seat of judgment, why did he not go to vote? He suddenly decides that as a king he has to listen to the people.
Not listen to the people. See, please understand this. By the time, see, please understand, anybody has to prove the case. Till you prove the case, you step aside. That's all it is. He never agreed to the perception of the public. That's not what I'm saying. All he said was, step aside. The law is saying, till you are proven innocent, step aside. I don't have any doubt. Step aside.
That's so then she is the Agni Pariksha. Whatever she was asked to do, she did.
Oh my my God, that is over long time ago. That Agni Pariksha was over long time ago when she came away from that Ravan's place, right? We are not talking about that now. We are talking about now the vanishing. Isn't it?
So that was the final judgment of this. Where was this resigning?
Which one?
The punishment.
Because the punishment given, I would not like to use the word punishment. See, in our belief, fire, for example, when you want to purify gold, you put it in fire, right? So fire is considered as one method of purification, purifying. Now, you can call it a fire of knowledge or whatever. The first Agni Pariksha given to Mother Sita at that time was not for this doubt that Rama had. It's a wrong interpretation. That Agni Pariksha was given to Sita to make her come out of the guilt for something wrong that she did. What was that? That is, to doubt the integrity of Lakshmana. When the line was drawn by Lakshmana, you know Lakshman Rekha, they call it, right? And he said, before that, when Sita heard Rama, as it were, Rama's voice, "Oh Lakshmana, oh Sita, save me," you know. And then Sita said, "Your brother is in trouble, go and save." For which Lakshmana said, "My brother can never be in trouble." Right? That time, what did Mother Sita say? You know the story, right?
And then I'm asking you to go.
I don't want to. So what? What was that she said in that context? She did say that it looks like probably you are interested in me.
Whatever.
Let's not justify. Please understand what I'm trying to say. You ask me a question, whatever I know, I'm saying. You agree, you don't agree, that's a different matter. Whatever I've studied, whatever I've understood, I'm explaining to you. Now, she did say this. Having said this, the whole story, we know, later on when they were searching for Sita, Lakshmana could only identify, probably, this is Sita, only from the ankle. Not from the earrings or bangles or anything. So Lakshmana all along only looked at Sita as mother and only looked at her feet, nothing else. Right? That was the kind of devotion he had to Mother Sita. And such a person, she did doubt that it's about anger, whatever it may be. And she did carry that guilt in her. And that guilt to be, removed from her, that Agni Pariksha she went through at that time. That Agni Pariksha was not because Rama had doubt at all. This is a wrong interpretation. That Agni Pariksha is only for her to get rid of the guilt that she had. Not Rama had doubts or Lakshmana had anything to do with this. That is the Agni Pariksha. Now this one that we are talking about now, which Amantika asked the question, this one is totally different. This one is not for that. Don't confuse the whole thing. But this one is purely to step aside and get back. This was Rama's whole idea. Rama's whole idea was to step aside. But the story goes in a different direction. To blame Rama for that is not correct. That's all I'm trying to say. Supposing, as a Prime Minister, let's say, the Prime Minister is asking her, the Minister, okay, you step aside now. I'm not doubting your integrity or anything. You step aside. Let us prove this in the court or whatever. Let the perception be clear. And then we'll bring you back in the ministry if we ever happen to be ruling again. Till then, you just give us some consultancy, being a man of little intelligence. Let us say, supposing the Prime Minister says that. And the minister, suppose he decides, oh, what is this? Perception has gone like this, and the thing is taking too much time in the court, and he commits suicide. Would you blame the Prime Minister for it? Can you blame the Prime Minister for it? That's my question to you.
To me, it's comparing apples and oranges.
How?
I cannot answer
it. How?
It's very different.
How?
I cannot answer it. I mean, if you're comparing the Prime Minister of today with Ram, if you're comparing today's minister with Sita, to me there is no comparison. The people of that age and era lived with truth as ultimate.
But there was no effort, even
in today's context, what are you talking about?
Even the Ravana then and today are very
good. No, 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 no. In fact, the atrocities that you read in the Puranas, some of the atrocities you don't even see now. Looking at it, it looks like that was Kali Yuga. If I take that argument for that reason. But no, you tell me the atrocities. You look at the atrocities committed by Hiranyakashipu or Ravan or any of the stories that you read, Duryodhana, any of the atrocities. Even 10% of the atrocities you don't see.
It's all in psychology,
right? Now see, whenever you want it to be looked at as a story, you're looking at the father's story.
No, even in the story I'm saying.
Let us look after. Now,
I'm being completely misunderstood here. Because I'm not drifting either way. I'm saying that what happened then and what's happening today there are new models. Like you just said yourself, the Prime Minister knows, you know that you're okay, don't worry, back in.
No, I said, Amiji, please, let me clarify my example. I never said, you get you back. That's it. All I said was, we will prove the innocence and get you back. I did say that.
So that was
prove your innocence, not show you as innocent. Didn't I say that?
You also said that we consult you, you keep consulting to get a bright guy.
For the intelligence that you can bring in, why not?
No, if somebody is wrong, what intelligence can you bring in?
Okay, see, listen.
That's what I see.
Listen, you have misunderstood me. I didn't mean that. All I am trying to tell you is, as a Prime Minister, I am very clear, you have not done anything selfishly. Okay? But the perception is so. Right? Since the perception is so...
Ram didn't say that to her.
This is unbelievable. When did Ram say, you have done wrong? You show me that from Ramayana. You go back and read Ramayana and come back.
He passed the judge as a king.
As a king, he has to take that call. Just because when the Prime Minister says, you resign.
I can compare Rama to a head of a family. Like we've all had heads of families who take a judgment rightly by judging both. We've all lived in joint families and we have to completely listen. Whatever that person says is fine. But I will not go by the Prime Minister's example on that one. If you said the head of the family, you know, let's say my grandfather, whatever he said was gospel truth for the rest of the time. But that he would do after judging both sides. He would not say that, no, you sit in a corner today. He would, when he passes a judgment like that, okay, you go sit. He will think about it 100 times, not just go back to the session.
Same thing, why you're not able to think about Ram?
So he just wants to get out.
Oh my God, see, if you want to take the stuff, please take. I'm not against it. I'm no lawyer of Lord Ram, okay? So all I'm trying to say is,
I love Ram.
One minute. When you say that you accept somebody as the head of the family, okay, and you are very clear that person is somebody who will look at both sides and take decisions, okay? When such a person, let us say for argument's sake, such a person makes a decision. Right. Now you resign. What? 1 minute. Now you resign. Okay. As a person who has reverence to that head of the family, who you believe that he will not say anything wrong. This is exactly what Sita did. 1 minute. Let me finish my point of view. Sita never had any doubts in what Rama did. Okay? All that we are discussing is our thoughts. From the story of Ramayana, Sita never had any problem as far as Rama Krishna is concerned. Because she knew. Exactly. She knew why from that level Rama had to take the decision. She immediately left. Okay? If at all somebody got angry, it was Lakshmana, not Sita. Okay? Now, as far as Rama's point of view was concerned, it will take time for the delusion to go and to see the truth for the public. And what? Let me finish. Even before I finish, no.
No, I don't accept that.
You tell me what one you say, I'll say that.
Sir,
what I am saying is, when anybody, for the fact, suppose you are saying something to me, when I ask a question, before even you finish, straight away I start disagreeing with you.
No, I'm not.
No, from your body language.
Because this is the same point you're saying again.
I'm only trying to say one small point.
Yeah.
Only one small point which I completely said before from this discussion which is coming now is Sita never ever had that doubt as the head of the family. 1 minute. The head of the country. Now for Ram to... But you and Avantika, when you ask this question, you have this doubt at least in your mind that Ram probably didn't see on both sides. He just took partial decision. One minute, took partial decision, right? I am trying to say, trying to see differently. Temporarily, I am not disagreeing with you or agreeing with you. Keep that way of looking at Ram separately. See from the angle in which I am trying to make you look. That is, he wanted to say that, listen, this is a perception. Then, as a king, I am very clear. This is the, she is not guilty at all.
Can I come in here?
Okay.
Head of the family will never think like that. He will never say that you are not guilty, but this is the perception, so you move on. He will make them also understand and know what you are saying is wrong, if he believes you.
No, no, the perception, please understand the reason. What is the perception? Why? It's not just the perception that matters here. The problem is, this is not, the perception is not whether Sita is guilty. That is not what I am talking about. The misunderstanding of the word perception. The perception is, the rule is separate for the ruling family. The rule is separate for the subject. This is the perception I am talking about. I am not talking about perception of Mother Sita being, guilty or something. That perception is not what I am talking about. So Lord Ram is only, this is the argument that Dobi Wala had. You think I'm Ram when he says that? If the whole idea will be, oh, rule and all, only, like we talk now, nah? Oh, ministers and all, these guys can do whatever. One minute, even today when they had this odd even formula. When the odd even formula happened, recently, what was the discussion which was going around? Why then the odd even formula is not applicable to all the MPs and MLAs and all these judges? You know, like that, the question came up, not...
It was applicable.
No. Officially, no. No, not officially.
But anyway,
one minute, so all I'm trying to say is, when I meant perception, I meant that. So Ram said, the rule is same, okay? But she is not guilty, which will be proven and brought back. Till it is proven and brought back, to show that the rule is same, that the king has to take such a decision. This is precisely why your
family... Why banish her? He can keep her in the palace and say, okay,
she's
going
to marry. Head of the family wouldn't do this.
If you... No, Guruji, if following what you're saying, but why send her into a jungle? You can just say, okay, you don't stay in my palace, you live in another palace, but you live in comfort. Why would someone banish her and say, go into the jungle and not know where she is? And there was never any effort made to get her back.
When we talk about certain things like this, we have to go on to more the data, whatever was the available. See, when we, first point all I'm trying to say, if you accept in a thing that Maryada Purusha, head of the family, like she said, he will be, from that level, will not do anything wrong. From the available law of the land of that day, whatever was that decision to be taken was taken. Whether you look at it as a banishing or going into the fire and moving, whatever it may be, the decision of that day, law.
That he would not be partial.
Yes.
He should not be partial to either one.
Yes, he was not partial to anybody. Where was he partial? In what sense was you think he was partial? I'm only trying to say, he wanted to send this message to the country that the rule applies equally to me also. Rule applies to me also, my wife also.
Punish yourself, no? Why would you punish somebody who's innocent then? If you think she's innocent.
On what basis do you think it is not a punishment to Lord Rama? It was a punishment to him. He, by sending his wife away, was a punishment to him. On what basis do you think it is not a punishment to him? You think he was having fun at home? On what basis did you make the statement when you said that?
Yeah, he should have gone to the jungle and let her be in the palace, then go and
spread the jungle. No. See, then you are taking a
step. I can't understand.
In other words, what you are saying is, as a king, you should resign. That's what you are saying. isn't it? In other words, what you are trying to say is, you should resign as a king and both of them should have worked. Then that will be, then if supposing such a situation is brought up, then you may come up with this thing saying that emotional blackmail, then something will then come back. See, you're taking the argument
beyond
the emotional
blackmail. Dhobi also did
emotional
blackmail.
Dhobi never did emotional blackmail with Ram. Ram has happened to hear it through the messenger.
Anyway,
so all that they're trying to show in
the
mind.
The actual.
No, I know this has got nothing to do with this. Just happened to talk about Ram and warriors and his teaching on that. But since we are discussing this point, all I want to say was, those days they are trying to show that even when they heard from the messenger that such is the perception going on in the country, they wanted to set such a high moral standard. That is the point that they are trying to communicate from this story. But from that, this question does come, especially I have seen this question, time and again comes, obviously it has to come. Why was he banishing? Was it any personal reason? Now supposing you yourself, I don't know for whatever reason, neither you or Avantika, or for the matter, anybody who has discussed, especially women who are in this country, will never be able to accuse Ram directly for this. But somehow they are able to accept this idea. Like you just said that, you said, no, I worship Lord Ram, she also worships Lord Ram, we all worship Lord Ram. On one hand you are saying they are worshipping Lord Ram. On the other hand you are saying he has done such a thing like this of banishing his wife for no fault of hers, which you look at it as such a male chauvinism or so bad negative thing. Why would you worship such a person?
Because everyone has weaknesses. Maybe that was his weakness.
You are talking about a weakness of not some sense indulgence or something. You are talking about being partial to the extent of being negative towards women or to be negative
not towards
his wife.
Not only towards his wife. When it happens with Kekai, when Dashrath disagrees with her, he just doesn't meet her after the time she asks him to banish Ram. He doesn't meet her. When Dashrath ji, when Kekai Ma asks for the two boons, after that he stops meeting Kekai. He doesn't want to see her face. But she's in the palace. He doesn't banish her away from the palace, no? She is in the palace. He's given her
two boons.
She asked for her two moons, right?
Because he said, I'll give you two moons here.
And then he doesn't see her again.
That is his personal thing. That's a different thing. Lord Ram,
he believed in what he was doing.
Who?
Dashrath.
What did he mean?
That he had promised, so he abided by the promise. Mm-hmm. But he knew that she is not a good woman. Right? By asking this about his son.
She, everybody knows that she got attached to his son and then...
So correct.
Yeah.
But in this case, you yourself are saying that Ram himself believed that she was innocent.
Absolutely.
But she still punished her. Never
bothered
to see her.
See, I'm going to say this for the last time, but then I don't want to consider it further because I don't have anything new to say.
Did I not understand you correctly?
You understood correctly. Only one thing I want to correct here. I did not say he punished her. That's what you looking at it as punishment.
Well, banished her,
uh-huh,
to say that she will be brought back. That's what you interpret.
Brought back means what? When the innocence is proven and the public is understood that Ram is somebody who doesn't, have a different rule for himself and different rule for the country. See, Ram is at such a high level.
Exactly. He wouldn't worry about what
the exactly. All that he was concerned about is the general perception there is, all that the Dhobi is trying to say, see, there are two...
I have a question here, that if he was with such great ties as an Afghan, why did he not change the perception of the people without doing this?
Then why did he have...
Why was this twist in the story?
Once we get into this, Aniji, I can ask you one more very...
No, why was this twist?
I understood. I'll ask you one fundamental question then. Being the God himself, he needn't have taken the avatara from there only to destroy Ravan. He didn't do this kind of decision.
It's not as absurd.
No, not absurd.
My question is, question is not so
My question was not absurd. I am only trying to say, your question was what? Being an avatara, why could you not change the perception? That was your question.
So
being even not an avatara but God himself,
what is the reason for this twist in the story?
The whole Ramayana, the Rama's avatara is to show from different roles how each one should function as a son, as a husband, as a king, as a brother, etc. Okay, so Ram's character in Ramayana, if you look at it from the character at that point in time. Supposing, for example, when Dasharatha Maharaj said, tomorrow he was about to be coronated. Today he's being banished. This evening, in fact. Okay, he's being banished. Tomorrow morning he's going to be coronated. And as a son, Ram sets us example without saying, in a moment of weakness, my father would have given some boom and this lady is asking, but it is not at all legal. Legally, only the eldest son should become king and he would have argued. He never argued. He accepted as a son and left. Right? Similarly, as a wife, Sitaji was living a certain standard. Similarly, Ram was living a certain standard as a king, as a brother. When you look at it from that angle, all that the king is concerned is, the perception in the kingdom should not be that the rule of law is different from the rulers and the subjects. To show that, he said, this you go through. When you go through, means what? He's also going through. Can you imagine somebody who's separated from his wife 14 years, who could have easily married somebody else, he did not marry, and goes and brings her back, and within few years, he has to send her away. You think he is not going through the suffering? This is a punishing. Is he not punishing himself also? So all I am trying to say is, he wanted to establish the fact in front of the public, two facts. One is, in fact, he is not at all bothered about the doubts in the public's mind about Sitaji's integrity. They are not here to... every day somebody can keep on doubting your integrity. This isn't integrity to be doing different point. The only thing that Lord Ram wanted to show there was the law applies equally to both. That's all. That was the only thing that happened. So when I said perception, I never meant the perception about Mother Sita's... what is the word? Rama. That nothing to do with public. Tomorrow somebody else may come up. Today is Dobi, tomorrow somebody else will come. All Ram wants to show us law applicable equally to both. That's all I have to say. Now, my question to any one of you who is asking this question is, you independently think about it. Right? Like you ask me, are you independently think about it? Is your only conclusion to this that Ram made a mistake? Is that the only conclusion that you can arrive at? All these stories, in fact, some of the stories that Shakespeare gives, for example, Brutus and Mark Antony and all that story, when Brutus says it has to be by his death, the death of Caesar, he tells this to the senators, it has to be by his death. That it is always debated, is that it the good of Rome, or is that it he becoming the ruler? There are people who always take sides. The it is good of Rome. The it is his personal good. Are you with me? Similarly, in Ramayana, in Mahabharata, in all these various stories in the West and East, you will find a situation they want you to think. So I am only trying to say, with the interpretations I have read, and I personally thought about those interpretations, I am convinced about this reply. Okay, now why don't you personally think, and when you personally reflect, what is the conclusion do you come to? Have you come to the conclusion that Ramachandram is taken by Krishna? Or you say, no, Ram has not made a mistake, but this logic doesn't seem to fit in. What is your answer to this is what I am asking.
My answer to this is that we worship Ram, so we are left wondering that why would he do something like this? It's not blaming one over another.
So,
we are too small to choose to blame somebody like him.
Or so
because we are used to family health where we are not asked to question, we have to just listen. Meaning, we believe in him so much that whatever he do is the best for the family. And there were people like that then, now we don't see them. Very few. But so it just leaves you wondering that whatever he wanted her to do, she kept doing. And then like she said that, you know, if he really didn't believe or felt that there was some hope left, he would have kept her in a nicer ambience, which, you know, when two people separate also, even when they divorce, the husband still feels that, you know, she should be left in the same atmosphere and ambience where she's used to it much more.
Send her to his father's house. Why banish her into the forest?
I mean, as a woman or as a thinking mind, you do what one wants to see. Not even as a woman. As a thinking mind, you feel that it's just left wondering that why would he have done something with us?
That's precisely the point is what I'm trying to say. Their point is to make you think. Right? All these stories, one of the main reasons the stories go in this kind of way, whether it is best or easy stories, make you think, why does Shakespeare think it has to be by death? Exactly like that. So, when
again, I see Shakespeare and Ram can't be compared.
I'm not complaining.
Thinking of selfish things and kingdom things, we are on to something I feel much more deeper in which.
I'm not comparing Shakespeare
and Ram. Today is in Indian family history, in the villages, it still feels like this. And there are examples of, you know, Sitaji being punished like this.
So?
I mean, as a layman, he would call it punished. So the panchayats will also punish the women like this, without hearing them out or without... You know, this is an example set that, okay, this is how it should
be. Now this I feel needs to be addressed. Now first of all, this is what I am trying to tell you.
So if we feel that way, you say you don't, right? You don't think he did.
No. I'm trying to tell you.
So if you were in Ram's place, you would still go ahead and do what you
did. See, please understand this. Whenever, tomorrow, you have, it's a very important point that all of us need to understand. In any country, including US, okay? Now, in fact, in the United States, when I say United States, where people talk about freedom, thinking, etc., therefore I'm giving an example. You see, they have debates. They make them debate. And then see that not only how skillful they are in debating, their views and all that, they want to see how, what kind of standard, how they were when they were young, they're not bothered. But the moment they are competing even to come to the highest position, whether it is governor or president or whatever, they want them to set a certain moral standards. Okay? They want them to set a certain moral standard. Now, personally, let us say for example, it is his personal life. Right, he didn't do anything illegal or she didn't do anything illegal. But still, in the highest level, you are supposed to set a standard. From from that angle alone, Lord Ram wanted to set a standard to show that the law is not for two different people, different for two different strata of life.
So why are you even debating on that? Nobody should, even from a lower strata or a higher strata, right. My house or my driver's house,
What is happening in Panchayat is not that. What is happening in Panchayat is a clear case of male chauvinism or... what else is that?
They are following what Ram did, according to that.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So even Ram,
they are not following what Ram did, they are following what they think Ram did.
Is exactly what I'm trying to say. This is where the problem comes in interpretation. See, supposing tomorrow...
I'm saying that, like what you... I'm understanding from you. So from what you are saying,
yes.
That Ram was trying to set an order. That the rule is the same for everyone. So why can't the rule be right for everyone? Who is not wrong or who is not guilty? Why should they even be... Why should, like she said, be banished? They can be asked to resign maybe and live separately.
But Ram is great. See, the story... See, whenever you make a story, there are two things they do in stories. Please understand. First of all, the stories like Ramayana and all these stories is a historical event taken and spun a, philosophy around it.
It's not historical, it's my philosophy.
No, it's just historical.
Okay, I will come to that point later on. Okay. Again, you will get another debate. That is historical. So I don't want to discuss.
So let's go back to our Gita. Let's just find
this. Yes, we will go back. At this point, let me say this. You asked this question, right? That why it's not equal?
No,
why?
It is equal, I'm saying. You are saying that he was trying to please the people to convince them that the rule is the same.
Again, I'm not wanting to use the, I will not want to use the word please. It is the obligation of obligation of the king.
He was trying to correct the perception of the people.
Correction is said that rule is safe.
Correct.
What did Arvind Kejriwalji do? He said, even though as a law, I have to pass this that the ministers are exempted and all that, but as a chief minister, I will, even though I am exempted, I will still go by shared car and all that in Dinna to show that to me there is nothing bended here.
But that's no big deal. We've seen heads of family who live by example.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So then Ram anyway lives by example.
That was not the perception of the people at that time. The perception of you is different.
No. I beg to differ. The perception of that time was that he's the head and he's the king. They just completely listened to him. And, he was...
Think about it. You have to read the story, don't listen to the stories from somebody else. If you listen to the stories from somebody else, you are bound to get into these kind of problems because they are portraying it how they perceive Ramayana. If you read Ramayana, it's very clearly mentioned there that when the messenger came and said, that Rama clearly got the Rama is such a sharp person, clearly understood that it's not just that one dhobi. You understand? The very general perception is the rule is only applicable to the lower set of people and the higher set of people will go. This Lord Ram wanted to show that no rule is safe for everybody, even though he had to make certain personal sacrifices. That's all they try to say. But when you look at the same story from Mother Sita, it looks to you as a punishment. When you look at it from the Mother Sita line, there is same story can be looked at from different persons, right? When you look at it from Sita's angle, it looks to you as if it's a punishment. Why can't she be given a 3-bedroom house, a 10-bedroom house instead of being banished and all that? But banished, when they say, they are a little bit, they have to exaggerate when it comes to story, number one point I want to say. Number two point is to show whatever was the rule of law at that time, that is applicable to everybody. Now, do they amend the rule later on? Like now they are saying, no, the juvenile law should be amended. This is not acceptable. We make it 15. Now, listen. What is the Supreme Court saying? At that time of crime, this was the law. So, whatever was the law of that day, accordingly, the law was administered. This is how I look at it. So, when I look at it that way, in fact, when I look at the story, even as what do you call, doubt or remorse or anything like that is not being said in Ramayana, which Mother Sita apparently can. Did she carry any of these questions? What about doubt? Even question was not there. That Ram could not be doing this to me. Did she have any of such questions? Have you ever come across Mother Sita asking this question? We are asking, fine. Have you come across anyone of them?
So she even allowed to. The worst side of the story was not brought.
On what basis you came to this conclusion that she was not allowed to? You tell me she was not allowed to, if you show me some basis, I'll accept that. Whenever we read these stories now, we have to be careful about the basis of our presumption, including what I am saying. Even if I say, my... See, if you don't look at it this way, in any which way you look, I am not able to justify what I am doing. The angle in which this presentation is given, you look at it from any which way, you will not be able to justify what Lord Ram did. It's absolute wrong what Lord Ram did. Then you will not call him Maryapa Purusha.
No, our question is not right or wrong. We have nobody to ask him whether he was right or wrong.
Why not?
It just needs his knowledge. So when you worship somebody, you don't ask. You just worship.
No.
So you're not asking, it just leaves you wondering that what is the message we are supposed to give out? That was all that we were trying to ask.
That's why I gave you this.
Yeah.
But now, you're saying this message is not satisfying. I agree. Okay.
No, I think it's satisfying or not satisfying.
Let us say for argument's sake it's not satisfying you. Now, my question to you is, any other argument you put forth, now, see, I'm going with this different angle. Now, I'm not talking about Amiji or anybody for that matter, so you don't worry. All I'm saying is, let's say, it's not as if I didn't have this
question.
I had these questions in me and I thought about these things. That is precisely why I haven't read some interpretations or heard some interpretations. That is precisely why I'm talking about it now. Because I would simply said, I don't know. I've heard this interpretation and this interpretation is convincing to me, therefore I'm talking about it. Now, when we say no, somehow this is not fitting in. If it doesn't fit in, you're not comfortable. Right? Like in the body.
No, it's not as physiological as that. So this is much deeper, I feel. I can only compare to sometimes when I think of Gandhiji, who was a Mahatma, who lived very well. But how shabby he was, right? That is all over now. But Sundar Gandhi, I mean, now people may say that, oh wow, she was very happy, she was very rich, she didn't care about herself, she didn't care about, I would compare, if at all, compare that, you know, big people or big men try to do something for the universe or for the world, should also take care of their own people. To my mind, as a small, lesser mortal, I feel that we cannot live by example in our own family.
Exactly what I am trying to tell you, he led by example, not Ram. That very same thing that you are asking is what I am trying to give as an answer to this doubt or question or whatever you want to call it, is that he wanted to lead by example. He was leading by example to show that the law is available to save. But now, as far as Mahatma Gandhi is concerned, I would not compare. Live by example should be truth.
Like you yourself said, if I understood it right, that Ram has to be banished for now, and then she would be proven that she is done.
Proven means the wrong word.
But he himself believed that she was clean and she had done nothing wrong.
Yes.
But still, just so that the rest of the subjects would understand that.
Not only that, about her purity. I'm talking about two things here. One is about her purity, okay? Other is the perception that the law is equal to both.
Correct.
Lord Ram, the world is thinking Lord Ram is not administering the kingdom with the same measure. He is having one kind of rule for the subject and one kind of rule for himself. This he wanted to set it right by taking this decision. Number one. Number two, also show that she is actually pure, and that is why I give an example of the minister, that it is proven in the court of law that he is no more guilty. So he will come back. Why can't he not come back? Can he not come back? He is eternally doomed. Are you trying to say what the person is doomed? He is doomed eternally. He can be proven in the court of law. Beyond doubts that he has done nothing wrong, he can come back. Why can't he come back? I am only trying to say that leaders are only there to set an example. Today, yes, maybe you don't find so many examples of leaders showing themselves as an example. But that doesn't mean a leader should not lead by example. He has to lead by example. So if this is not what Lord Ram did, I am trying to say my conviction. If this is not what Lord Ram did for, no other reason could convince me to accept Lord Ram as Maryada Purusha. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying now from my point of view. Supposing you say that he made a mistake. Like in between you did say, I personally feel maybe he made a mistake. I still accept him from a different level as God.
I didn't think
that. I think you did, maybe, and I heard it from.
I just said I'm left wondering.
Why?
Okay, fine.
I did not.
Let's say you did say, let's say, according to me, let us say, you made a mistake. I did not accept, right? So if he had not made a mistake, why did he do that? That question comes. Supposing we say he did not make a mistake. Okay, fine.
I'm not even judging. I'm only wanting to know what was the...
I'm not saying judging him. I'm saying, okay, this act of his is not a mistake. Okay? But what is the reason? So I'm giving one reason. This is not acceptable.
No, I'm saying what do we have to learn out of it? Everything that these avatars do teach you something. They're here to teach us something. They're here to tell us, this is how I will get it. They're here to tell us something.
So that's my answer was.
So when Avantika asked, I think she also meant, well, that's wondering.
I meant required.
Fine, that doesn't matter, really doesn't matter if they're wondering. I am using different words, maybe take away all the words. The question has now come, why did he do it? Okay, now why did he do it?
No, what do we have to learn out of this?
Exactly, what is that we are trying to learn? Why did he do this? What are we trying to learn?
We're not questioning his why.
Okay, what do you want to learn? According to me, all you have to learn is to not have two different measures, one for himself and one for the world, is all he is trying to teach them. Nothing else. If you want to look at it as learn. This is my reasoning to it. Okay. Now, I am saying, don't take this as a conclusive reasoning. And don't leave it aside also. Make some effort to think what other reasons could be there for us to learn from this. And why should that learning be always from somebody else? Why can't I also learn? Why can't I come up with some reasoning? Can that not happen? Should it always have to happen from the outside? So I am trying to say that when I thought about this whole thing, what fits in there is only this. If somebody else can probably come up with some other reasoning which is more befitting, I'm definitely willing to accept that probably that is even better. I for one reason never believe Mother Sita or Draupadi as weak women. Who kind of...
from weak women. They're not weak women.
Exactly. So they would have not accepted such a decision by whether Kuti or by Ram, Lord Ram, if it were not dharmic. If it were not something correct in that context. So to say that Mother Sita accepted this just lying low because she was not given an opportunity to question is not satisfying me at all.
She never accepted that. It was mere thing. That's why she disappeared.
She was a strong woman. What doesn't satisfy me is to say that strong woman who do such a thing, what would kind of amount to suicide? Will no strong woman or man will do something which would amount to suicide.
What is
suicide? What is suicide?
You're proving that I'm so innocent and I'm so true and I'm so pure
and I'm sick
that you don't deserve me.
Who?
The praja. I'm proving my that's the ultimate. That's how I look at it. I don't think she was weak or suicidal at all.
She was proving what? That you don't deserve it.
That I'm completely pure. And this is my final test of purity I can give you.
See, the definition of the strongest person is, according to me, whatever may be the other putting, then I'm convinced I go ahead and do what I have to do.
Exactly. She did that.
Now what you said just now, if I understood correctly, you said, I am very pure, I want to prove it to you that you don't deserve me, therefore I am going. I am pure, in the case of what may be your perception of
what
me.
Mud clinging happened,
I continue to live my life, how a strong person will live. And here nobody can prove for her and take away my life. But especially from a child.
Taking away life.
What else was it? Was she living after that?
Sorry?
Was she living after that?
No, but when did she go? She did not immediately go.
See, all I am trying to say is, if you go through that interpretation, I am not trying to prove that you are right and I am wrong or somebody else is right. I am not getting into that. All I am saying is,
I'm saying unbelievable.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Please understand one thing. I wanted to say only one thing. If a woman, man or woman, according to me, is strong, he or she lives their life according to their ambition, immaterial.
But living is nithya. What is there? What is living?
No, that's not coming to something else.
No, that's how we live.
Okay, when it is Mithya also,
why would you
take it seriously also to give up your life?
It's not giving up.
What else was it? What was it? You answer.
That was the final test she was going
through. For whom?
For the praja and the
kids
and to everybody.
The moment you
everybody
say...
Everybody who pointed a finger at her.
The moment you
she
say...
She lived through those pointing fingers. She had the kids and everything going.
I am only trying to say, as far as a strong woman character is concerned, as far as I am concerned, let the pointing of fingers be so terrible at her 24/7. Right? She will not want to prove right to anybody else. For what you have to prove? Suppose, let's say, for example, you are a woman, right? Let's say the whole world is blaming you for something. Your children are also against you. Why do you have to prove to them?
You don't have to justify.
For what?
You don't have to tell them that you're clean.
Huh?
What is why are you here then? Why not be unclean then?
So in other words, tomorrow somebody else will come. Having proven now, for some other reason they will blame you. So all your life you're only going to live clearing down some others?
That's what she did.
She didn't do that, that's what I'm trying to say.
She just said she passed through an Agni Pariksha because she told Lakshman something. She went to Anna.
She was not passing through Agni Pariksha of her own. That is different. You're jumping here and there. Agni Pariksha, as far as Lakshman ji was concerned, if my understanding is correct, was given by Lord Ram to her.
Exactly.
She did not go through that. She had the guilt. Okay?
She didn't have
any guilt. She did have the guilt of having said such a thing to Lakshmana. She did live, you go please read the Ramayana. She did have the guilt of saying such a thing to Lord, to Lakshmana. She did say that, even if maybe in the fit of anger. But she did. She did have the guilt. And for the guilt to be removed, this was done as the story. If you understand me correctly. Now that is a different context. We have passed that. Now I am discussing not even why Lord Ram did. I am only trying to say from Sita's angle, to me, she was a very, very strong woman. A character portrayed in Ramayana and the character portrayed in Mahabharata about Draupadi. To me, these two are very strong characters, including the character of Mandodari. I personally feel the character of Mandodari was also very strong. and character portrayed in our story. So now I am looking at the story from their angle. They never ever had to prove anything to anyone. Why should any woman, or for that matter, man or woman, just because somebody goes on doubting?
I didn't use the word correct when I said prove. Maybe she said I've had enough and that's it now, I need to go.
Exactly. So I am only trying to say differentiate something. As a queen, Mother Sita has certain things to prove. But as a woman, she has nothing to prove. It's all my views. My view is, suppose if tomorrow you happen to be the Prime Minister or President of this country. As a President, as a role you play as a President or Prime Minister, there are certain things to prove. But individually, as a woman, supposing some character assassination is happening about your character or my character, none of us are here to go on proving the world that I'm above, I'm not this thing. Unless and until I've done something illegal for which I'm accused, I have to prove. That's a different matter. But as far as my character is concerned, I'm very clear. Including my wife or my husband, how much I can go on proving? Why should I live only to prove to others? Is all I'm trying to say. So therefore, my conclusion as far as Mother Sita ending her life is concerned is not to prove to the world. Is all I'm trying to say. Not
she committed suicide.
She did commit suicide also. All I'm trying to say is, for that I gave you another angle, right? That angle was, if you look at the purpose for which the avatar was taken. That is over. So she ended her life. That's all I said. I never said that she wanted to prove to the world or she wanted to commit suicide. The purpose for which the avatar was taken is over, so she ended her life. That's all I said. That was my only interpretation for that. And I said, they looked at it as a drama, and the drama is over, now our role is over, she left. That's how I answered that question, as per that question. That is precisely why I personally feel these are to be understood correctly. If you say, I don't know, supposing you, what you say is correct, that the panchayat and all these people are quoting Lord Ram's story.
Not saying quoting, they also read and they abide from that, right?
That is why.
That's what you understand
about it. That is the wrong understanding according to me. If that is, that's a very, not only wrong understanding, it's a very dangerous interpretation. Like probably the interpretation of jihad. The interpretation of jihad is taking so many people's lives. And they themselves, I saw once, they two different Muslim groups were arguing about the jihad. One set was saying, the jihad is to conquer the biggest conquest of your negative within. That's what jihad is. But these people are saying all the non-believers, whosoever don't believe in Allah, will have to be killed. So, when you have such a terrible interpretation of a scripture or a sentence in a Quran or something, and it can lead to such a dangerous thing, it needs to be addressed. Otherwise it's a very dangerous thing. Supposing based on this misunderstanding of interpretation is going on banishing women in today's order. Today's condition is supposing some panchayat leader or anybody is doing, it's unacceptable to me. I don't know whether anybody can justify that. It's extremely unacceptable. I would say, even supposing Lord Ram did, it's wrong. With all my reverence, I would still say, it is no way I will accept such an act if as a mistake also. If it's a mistake, it's a mistake. Why should the mistake be repeated? If it's not a mistake, what is it? So now, so I personally feel this wrong that is being done to women on whether the basis of misunderstanding of the Puranas or on the basis of conditioning from which they are brought up can never be justified in any sense. Ram is wrong. And especially, like you said, these stories, we don't even know. Still there is argument, my belief, I don't know if they're my belief. My belief is, these are history. Exactly every event need not have happened that way. And based on taking the history as story is Manahabha. That's what I feel about Ramayana and Mahabharata. It's not purely mythological. Some may say, no, it's purely mythological. Some may say, it's purely historical. My vision is that 100% of the method has happened, but definitely there was a person called Ram and Sita and a story over which was spun around to communicate Dharma. This is my understanding. So whether it is mythology or history or a combination, whatever it may be, if that is cited consciously or unconsciously as one reason for which such a judgment is being passed anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's true or not. I'm only thinking as a layman that, you know, somebody doesn't understand it very well, very easily can quote that, oh, it's not true. Oh, like you say, Mahabharat means a bhai bhai rakhte hai. Isn't that a very common thing on here? What are Mahabharat? It's maybe a bhai bhai rakhte hai. Dharma ke liye to Krishna kya kaha?
See, the only answer that I can think of for this is you have to always look at the whole thing in the whole picture. The Mahabharata was a bye-bye letter, so doesn't mean bye-bye can fight it. The message that Mahabharata is trying to communicate, right? So what is the message that it is trying to communicate is what we need to take, like you raised the arm. What is the learning I can learn? Bye-bye letter doesn't mean Mahabharata is trying to communicate that bye-bye can fight. Isn't it? Now come back to the verse, Ram of warriors is it. He did not say fortunately for us, of all the husbands. Okay, to make it light. So he said, Ram of all the warriors. I was only trying to say that he never abused the power of the king. Is it time over?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's a remarkable. So then he says, of the fishes, I am
the shark.
See, the interpretation for this, Swamiji takes a shark. Some say the whale, some say the crocodile. Basically, the biggest animal is what it means. The makara, the largest animal in the water. You can take it as whale, shark or crocodile. Basically, all these three have strength only when it is in a shark may be very, very, very powerful, but when it is out of water, it is nothing. Similarly, crocodile. Similarly, whales. So when he says, I am the shark, in life, I am the consciousness. All is trying to say. And then the next one he says, I am Janvi, Ganga. Now Ganga, as I said, you accept or don't accept, but it is said that Ganges water, how many ever days you keep it, it still continues to be pure. Bacteria cannot grow in it. Now I don't know whether it is true or false, but people do at home keep the Ganges water for long, right? So basically, he is trying to communicate that life, what do you call it? Eternal. Life eternal is me, not the Ganga per se. That's why I said, if you misunderstand these things, then you will only be worshipping Ganga, you will be worshipping only shark or a blue whale or what do you call it? In fact, I heard this from some people, you know. They said, no, Sri Krishna said that he is Makara. So we will not eat shark, but any other fish is okay. To take it to that absurdity, I will is all I am trying to say. So all he is trying to say is, the consciousness aman, life eternal aman. Will be this way. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Kayena vacha,
సకలం పరస్మై నారాయణేతి సమర్పయామి నారాయణేతి సమర్పయామి. Next week we can have the club.
I'm not sure on the 28th. I'm not sure. Last year, I was talking about the whole thing.